O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to How Rich a Treasure We Possess by Matt Boswell and Matt Papa. Driving guitar and percussion rhythms provide a steady energy behind the consistent vocal melody. The music exudes the joy of knowing Christ's love for us and wondering at the knowledge of his sacrifice.
Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32. What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." And he answered, "I will not." But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, "I go, sir," but did not go. Which of the two sons did the will of his father? They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him."
Which is more commendable? Saying you won't do what someone has asked you to do, but then going ahead and tackling the assignment? Or telling them you'll do it, but then not following through? The answer is self-evident. And Jesus asked the people in the crowd, is it better to be a talker or a doer? As he highlights the importance of doing what is right rather than merely discussing it. But this is not a mere morality tale about keeping your word. It's far more significant than that. Jesus is contrasting two types of responses to him. More precisely, it's about how people responded to John the Baptist's teaching about Jesus. John was sent by God to tell people what God wanted. He was the prophet who prepared people for Jesus. Now, represented by the second son in the story who said he'd work for his dad in the garden, but then bailed on him, the leaders to whom Jesus spoke said many biblical things, but failed to believe and follow Jesus, who is the ultimate point of the Bible. See, these folks said yes to God, but didn't follow through because they didn't repent, turn away from their sins, and believe in Jesus. As one writer has said, their former yes was undercut by saying no to God's pivotal plan of salvation. Well, Jesus contrasts them with people who don't look religious and who don't say the right things. He speaks of notorious sinners, the religious outcasts, prostitutes, and tax collectors. Though they looked like lowlifes and spiritual losers, these folks who had said no to God were now coming around to God's message. That is, they admitted their sins. They let John baptize them. And so they did what God wanted in the end. Like the first son in the story who said, nah, I'm too busy, but then felt bad and helped his dad after all, these folks saw and believed. While the upstanding and self-righteous religious folks did not believe. And so the moral of the story is be like these money swindlers and sex workers. Not, of course, by pursuing their immorality and sin, but by turning from your sin and toward Jesus as they did. Ask God to help you not simply be a talker, but a doer. Ask Him to help you to follow through by doing what He wants, trusting and following Jesus.
Let's close now with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.